Hello, 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 hello. What is going on, my people of color? All ethnicities, ethnicities, is that saying that right? Anyway, charge my head, not my heart, ain't that what they say? You are tuned in to the podcast Unapologetically Queer or La Coir. It's queer, okay? It's K-A-W-E-E-R. And let me just do a quick brief background story. So I was putting in the name here and I was like, okay, I was on TikTok and you know, TikTok, you can't say the name. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to just go ahead and spell it a different way and not have any connotation to what it means. But there's no definition for the word. There is a definition for it, but it's not relating to the actual definition of what it means. However, I am a player of words and I wanted to go ahead and take this opportunity to be able to brand my name or name my brand. So we came with La Queer, which it was La Queer. Firstly, and then I switch it over to La Queer, K-A-W-E-E-R. So you say it queer like that, kawa, ear, weir, if you really look at it, and let it marinate and don't hesitate. So yeah, that's the whole point behind that. So when people always say anything or ask something, I tell them an interesting story and it comes out to all about marketing. You see, you have to be who you are and representing your name, have to have meaning to it. So now, whenever somebody says that name or they think of it, pow, I'm a pop in there because it's a very fantastic and a wonderful story. And it all happened because of AI, because of Siri, giving me the word to spell and that's how she heard it. And so there it is. When you look it up and you can find me up on the internet and my name will pop up there. And it is a profound name and it does have meaning. All right, now we got that out the way, and now we are formally introduced. I want to thank all of you newcomers that are here that's listening and decided to take some time out of your day to give me a hey and a hello. So I decided if I was going to go ahead and chop these down into smaller segments. I can do smaller segments, which would be easier for me to do because I do have ADHD, and that's 15 minutes is all that I can give to you. And I'll give you the 15 minutes, and in 15 minutes, I can go ahead and wrap up everything that I need to say and or do. And that should be good enough. That should be good enough. I'm finding out that it does work out a whole lot better in the end, because 15 minutes is all you need to get your point across, okay? You can listen to this while you're on your lunch break. You can listen to this while you're smoking your cigarette. And I said, you know what? You might as well do something productive. Get a little razzle dazzle sprinkled up into your mind while you are on the grind, so that when you go back, you can be relaxed and meditate on that shit. And I don't know about you, but it smells like barbecue. And when I smell barbecue, that lets me know what time it is. Pride Month is just around the corner. And if you ain't ready, if you ain't got your stuff right, if you want to look tight and different and new from everybody else around you, why don't you come to my shop on Linktree? That's linktr.ee/LAKAWERR. Because it's pronounced La Queer. Where we lounge unapologetically. Why? Because we can. See, we manage our energy and not our time. So that's why I took my time so you can manage your energy. Come on down to my link tree, and that's linktr.ee/LAKAWERR, where you the star, where you can show off your pride, show off your divine masculine as well as your divine feminine. Understand that if anybody got your back, I got your back. You heard me. So go on ahead and stop by my link tree. That's linktr.ee/LAKAWERR. Let's go.
I did a
meditation on my TikTok. And it's really simple and easy. It's not as hard as people make it to be. It's only as hard as you make it. Just like love. Love is only as hard as you make it. And when it comes to meditation, it's not an overnight thing. And it's not going to be an overnight ability. It took me 2 years, almost going on 3, to get to this part of where I am in my meditation mind frame. So yeah, I'm speaking to someone because, hey, I understand. I know that it does take some time for you to get deep into it. However, that's all we have. And time is not a concept. Okay? There is no such thing as time, like there's no such thing as money. And I'm not going to get into that debate because at the end of the day, it's all numbers. You understand what I'm saying? There's currency, but that paper stuff is not. Why do you think they changed? Like, we remember when you had Link, the paper Link? Yeah, the paper Link. You had the paper Link and it moved to a card now. It's numbers. It's how you track. The day that you born is the day that you die. You were born on this earth. When you came to this earth, you were born a slave. Okay? You were born a slave. And I can say, for me, I was 40, I want to say 20 years a slave. Let's go with 20 years. And I'm going to say 20 years, and I'm going to tell you why, because I got a whole background story on that. So, for 20 years, I was closed off. I was in a mindless frame on autopilot, and I held in to a lot of negativity. So how did I come about this? Well, I was meditating today, actually. I get up every day, and no matter what, I stop what I'm doing, and I dedicate a block of time to meditation. That time that I blocked off, I dedicated to me, okay? And most people would say, oh, well, you're single, you can do that. You can do that when you are only as you are, okay? You are only as you are. What I mean by that, regardless if you have kids or not, you can take a couple, because I guarantee you, you will find some other way for you to get to where you need to go for a couple of minutes, an hour or whatnot. It's all about how you set it up. So that's that part. So you are what you are. And anywho, so I take out a block of my time. I don't care who I'm with, who I'm talking to. I will let them know, hey, it's 11 o'clock. I need to go meditate, because that's my time for me that I take out for myself, that I dedicate to myself. I set my intentions. And if you've been following me and listening to me, those of you who have, I set intentions. And the intentions that you set will give you the results that you get, whether they be good or bad. Sometimes we set intentions for things not even knowing that there was intentions that was set, because we don't think of it as intentions. Some of us may call it getting what we want to get, getting up out of it, you know, do what it is that you need to do to get up out of somebody, right? So anywho, I set the block aside, intentions, intended to set it aside so that I can dedicate my time to me. Because so much of me, I've been giving it to everybody else and all that. I'm going to dedicate this time for me. So I am in meditation. And we all know that today is the moon's going to be in Scorpio. It's either a lunar eclipse or the full moon is in Scorpio. One of the two. But anyway, all I know is that the moon is in Scorpio. And around this time, it's time for releasing. And I've noticed that all the way up until now, and it's been about a month or so, I've been on this journey. Now, I'm going to say this again. It took me 3 years for me to get into the meditation that I'm in. However, I have been on this journey seriously for about 2 months of my understanding and recognition. So basically, it's like when people, you can be friends for 20 years and decided to start dating in two. Okay, just think of it that way. Or 2 weeks or 2 months, right? Anywho, so I was sitting there and I'm like, why? I asked the question why, which we all should ask that question why. We're so afraid to ask the question why, because we already know what the answer is. We ain't even gonna get on that, but we'll talk about that in another day. But I asked myself, as I was meditating, why? Why am I so hurt? Why every single time I get with someone and they say something, it triggers me deeply? See, the majority of us do not understand or care to know that there are triggers within us. That we are trapped by a past example or a past fear. And now you understand that fear is false evidence appearing real. Meaning, it's false, and then it's appearing real, and it's not even there. So you are holding space to an entity or to a non-existing plane, dimension that no longer exists or ceased to exist. And nothing can exist without existing. So if it's not existing, it doesn't exist, and it's not even there. Follow along with me. I ain't gonna lose you if you do. So I'm sitting there and I'm saying, wow, I'm in this beautiful, loving relationship. I tell her all the time, like, I really didn't know this is what it meant to be, you know, communicative, to actually talk, to have an understanding. And that's what happens normally when we are in trauma bonds. You will find yourself arguing, thinking that it's effective communication when it really is not. Because arguing, if it does not come to a conclusion, it's just garbage. It's just hot air being blown. It's just, I want to say what's right or wrong. It's just two of you combating each other for something that is not there, that no longer exists. However, it exists to you plainly and sightly up in your mind because you decide that it has to. It needs to be. There's something that has to be fixed because I need that dopamine. I need that. I need that understanding because that's the only thing that makes me. So as I was going through this, as I was meditating, as I allowed the emotions to come in and flow out, and that's the main thing of when you are meditating, is you want to let those emotions come and absorb in those emotions. Don't let them absorb you. That's the difference. You absorb those emotions. Allow yourself to actively feel that. And I felt that hurt to the point where it wasn't so much in the now as if it was actually happening. It was an understanding that that happened. That when I cried, it was me actually feeling like, oh my goodness, you felt this, you went through this, you had this done to you. That was horrible. It was awful what happened. This is the reason why nobody listens. And it's just that one little instance of understanding and knowing. And you, those of you who understand what I'm talking about, when you actually are in the present, but not in the past, you know how sometimes you say it was just like yesterday and something that happened. No, I knew for a fact that it was over. And it was done. And I was in realization, the present time now, noticing that I was stopping my own self from evolving because I was trapped. I was a slave for 20 years to a non-existent entity. And as that tear fell from my face, as I forgave myself, because we have to understand that forgiveness is not for others, it is for oneself. And became centered and whole. And the thing is, you want to recognize, where is this energy coming from? Where am I angry at? Where is it distilling from? It was all the way down from my root chakra to my sacral chakra to my solar plexus to my throat chakra. And I was just like, oh my goodness, I felt the energy. And that's what it is. Allow yourself to feel. When you allow yourself to feel, you can heal. When you allow yourself to heal, you can deal. When you allow yourself to deal, you can let go and begin the journey that you are destined to be on. So, as I did all this, I said to myself that, am I a procrastinator? Am I holding off things because I want to be lazy? No, you have to understand this, that sometimes procrastination is protection, and it's an intention to stop you from doing what you know that you should not do. See, letting go is the first step to evolving. So today, with all that being said, even if you don't have the time to do so, because I know some of y'all like, I ain't got 15 minutes to just sit around and breathe. Well, then, first of all, this ain't for you. This is being intended for those who understand and know that they do have that time to get what they need to get through to evolve. This is your calling. This message here is for you who have been getting synchronicities, angel numbers, the ringing in the ears, all of that. This one right here is for you to call out and say, if you want to let it go, now is your time. If it is meant to be let go, you will have the opportunity to do so. And you had that opportunity 20 years ago. And each and every single year, you allowed that to pass by. However, today is the day for you to say, I let go. I forgive. I love myself. The word that came to me as I was meditating was, you are not others' opinions. You are your worth. Say that. You are not others' opinions. You are your worth. I am not others' opinions. I am my worth. So think on that today. Say to yourself, are you the opinion of yesteryear, of a non-existent entity that's still taking control of you over the 20 years that you've been living miserably because you've been allowing yourself to live in this dark, empty, this void that no longer exists, but you continuously let it exist because you do not understand your worth? Or are you going to make that change today and understand that I'm going to make that change to say to myself that I know my worth? And I'm going to continue on. Until then, decide. It's all on you. All is well.
How I say my name, you know what you tell them?
It's pronounced LaQuia.
It's pronounced LaQuia. And I'm out. Be true, peace.